head to create imitations so everyone would believe them unreal, actors, till it was too late. Grim presentiments. Grim questions. And no answers. Sunlight danced among the pillars on the plain. The howler wailed. The wizard's groans echoed through the fortress. It was closing in. He had to capture Senjak. She was the keystone. Her head held the keys to power. She knew the names. She knew the truths. She contained secrets that could be hammered into weapons capable of stemming even that dark tide waiting to break out of the plain. But first, the wizard. Before all else, smoke. Smoke would give him Taglios, and maybe Senjak. He returned to the room where the little man battled his terror and pain. "There will be an end to this foolish resistance. Now I have lost patience. Now I will find what you fear and feed you to it." Chapter 40 Blade's army moved in 20-mile stages. He scouted heavily, used his cavalry exhaustively. Sindhu's men, who had hurried ahead to discover what had become of the deceivers watching Dejagore, reported finding no sign of those men. Blade took the news to Mather.
"What do you think?"
Mather shook his head.
"Probably killed or captured."
Swan and Mather had their own scouts out, farther south. Swan said,
"Word we have is the Shadowlanders really did get whipped bad. Our guys got past their pickets and checked their camp. There's only 2/3 as many of them as there should be. Half of those are dinged up. That character Mogaba keeps hitting them with sorties, too. They never get to relax."
"Are they watching us? Do they know we're coming?"
Mather said, "You have to assume they do. Shadow Spinner is a sorcerer. They don't call him a Shadow Master for nothing. And there's the bats. Croker thought they controlled the bats. There have been plenty of those around lately."
"Then we should be very careful. How many effectives can they field if they decide to meet us?"
"Listen to this guy, Cordy," Swan said. "He's starting to sound like a pro." "Effectives. My, oh my. She's going to turn him into a real ass-kicking warlord." Blade chuckled. "Too many of them, if you ask me," Swan continued. "If they sneak them away without Mogaba noticing, they probably could put 8 or 10,000 veterans in our way."
"With the Shadow Master?"
Mather said. "I doubt he would leave. That would be an invitation to disaster."
"Then the thing to do is advance cautiously, scout thoroughly, try to know as much about them as they know about us, right?"
Mather chuckled. "That's what the book would say. We have one factor in our favor. Their scouts don't move during daylight. And the days are long now."
Blade grunted thoughtfully. Blade halted 30 miles north of Dejagore. Scouts brought word that Shadow Spinner had moved troops into the hills ahead, at night, when the city's defenders could not see them go. The men who stayed behind were making a show of preparing another assault.
"Where are they?"
Blade asked. The scouts could not tell him. Somewhere along the road as it snaked through the hills. Waiting. Only 4,000, apparently, but that was enough against this mob.
"You're going to mess with them?" Swan asked. "Or just hang around and keep some of them off Mogaba?"
"That would make sense," Mather suggested.
"Keep some tied up while Mogaba does the fighting. If we could get a message to him..."
"I've tried," Blade said.